This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the rednecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start this hour out, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, Joe and Kamala made their appearance jointly yesterday to introduce themselves to the new moderate Kamala, which she isn't. And by the way, she also told us about her health care plan, which actually happens to be Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan. Imagine that.
Well, there's nothing pragmatic or moderate about this woman.
Nope.
It's really kind of surprising. Maybe it's not. It tells us that the entire campaign of Biden and Harris now is going to be all about social justice.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It's going to be about domestic policy. They're going to hammer that home, and they're going to concentrate on the economy, because now they get to say the economy stinks because of Trump, the pandemic, it stinks because of Trump, education, it stinks because of Trump, and that's where they're going to go. Nobody's going to talk about any kind of foreign policy, any kind of international relationships, or any of that. They're all going to hammer home on emotions, emotions, emotions. So
mm-hmm.
Now they're going to speak to us in platitudes, they're going to give stuff away, make these promises. Kamala Harris in all of her speeches was very good at offering up promises, and then they all just kind of went nowhere, including the fact that she was running for Senate. So that's what we are facing.
Well, I know this much. I know that if we want to get our stimulus plan, Nancy has said $2 trillion or ain't nothing going to happen, and she won't budge.
No. That's it.
And the stuff she wants is stuff that we don't want to give because it's a waste of money. It's got nothing to do with what's going on. Some of it does, but not all of it. Now, the other thing is, you know what the 538 poll is, right?
Sure.
Back in 2016, at this time of the game, it was 71% that Hillary Clinton was going to be the president versus 29% for Donald Trump. Well, lo and behold, yesterday they doubled down. Joe Biden at 71%, Donald Trump at 29%, 4 years later. Think they're going to be wrong again?
Well, it appears that, I don't pay attention to polls. You do. I don't. They're a snapshot in time. Campaigns make adjustments to them. So the next day, they mean kind of like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, they look at them and they don't make any adjustments because the adjustments are kind of made on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't
pay attention to them.
I take a look at them because it's interesting to see what's going on. And by the way, some of the polls, the push polls are one thing, and then you get Rasmussen reports, and then you get the Real Clear Politics average of all the polls, and they've all got a little difference with them, but it is what it is. Now, TikTok was banned from all the state's electronic devices in the great state of Nebraska. So I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, spies on people, but I'm also thinking about what's there in Omaha, Nebraska, just south of town, just a little bit. What's the big basis there?
Well, that's not the only reason. There are governors, there are legislatures that have a much less risk threshold than other places do, and they are making those key decisions. I mean, if off an Air Force base or any of the others have decided to they are going to ban TikTok, then I would be saying, okay, somebody better look at San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
or somebody ought to look at Tampa,
mm-hmm.
or So I mean, it isn't just about bases. It's really a threat matrix.
Yeah.
Some get the message, some others don't.
Yeah, well, it tells me that obviously something's happened there in Nebraska, so maybe that's why they're doing it. That's at least what I'm thinking. By the way, I told you so. Numerous Seattle and Portland businesses owners are closing down and moving out as the defund police movement is just not an option for them.
Well, civil society, we have obviously seen that we're on a breakdown. We don't have a polite society anymore, so at least now we don't have a civil society in an awful lot of places. Some of these small business owners have obviously taken a hit because of the lockdown and COVID-19, and then you add the fact that you've got these protests and these militant demonstrations and the destruction. That's another problem. And then you got no police, so what are you going to do? I'm out of there.
All righty, hold that thought, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Oh, and Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by the folks at Balance of Nature. Now, if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, I got a deal for you. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They are a wellness product center. I happen to take the fruits and veggies that they have there because I am one of those people that does not get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. And this is one way to do it and feel good about it, too. And it's got a couple of side benefits, too. At least it has had for me. My blood pressure has lowered off and gotten stable, which is good. I can get rid of that stuff, the blood pressure pills, number one. And number two, I've lost some weight, which is always good. And all you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you can find out what they have to offer there. Now, you can give them a call, too, if you want, at 800-246-8751. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your purchase at balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker who is right on the phone right now, Bagamon Bob. What is it?
Anyway, did you see where federal agents in Oregon, they clashed with a bunch of protesters and tried to take, they blocked a couple, the protesters were blocking a couple, the roads to a couple of businesses, and the ICE agents went in and then they had to use some pepper spray and stuff.
You must have just woke up. I talked about it during hour number one, and Denise and I talked about it a few minutes ago. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't, yeah. I didn't catch it.
And what was the other thing?
The other thing was, in situations like that, couldn't they have a special reaction force, just like they do in the military for other countries, you know, where they have
They do, and I believe they were involved.
Mm-hmm. Were they? Okay.
Yep.
Anyway,
okay.
That's it.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
That's the what's he call that, a reaction team or something they're calling it?
Well, the feds, I mean, they did in fact call in some feds, and they took the two guys that they had were arresting, if you will, the illegal immigrants for, you know, violent history, mm-hmm. you know, behavior or whatever it was, mm-hmm. Took them off in another vehicle. So, I mean, they did do that.
Yeah. And it was a fluent situation until about 2 hours ago, a standoff, as a matter of fact, and now it's all taken care of. It's cleaned itself up, from my understanding. Because I just took a look at it here. I've got it up on the television screen. They just talked about it, and apparently that's what happened, but it's not there anymore. Okay, now, getting back to where we were at. We talked about the Seattle businesses and how they had shut down, and some of them are moving out of the area. Also hearing the same thing in Portland. But Jerry Jones, the owner of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, has said their team is going to play in front of fans. And his team is going to stand up and proudly salute the American flag. Good for him.
Right.
Good for him.
The other teams that look like that there are going to have fans in the stands are the Patriots and what do we call them now? The Kansas City whatever.
Chiefs. That's what they call them, but I mean, you know.
That kind of got dropped. But anyway,
I know.
Yes, mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs, the Cowboys, and the Patriots, yes. Mm-hmm. They are going to have fans in the stands. And what... they're redesigning the tickets, so on the tickets it says some other kind of responsible language that the ticket holder is responsible for, you know, whatever. It'll be a little bit different here, but they're doing this in the new word of the day that we're going to hear a lot about is pods.
Mm-hmm.
And so fans, I think it'll be up to 10 people can be in your pod. So there'll be all these little pockets of people around the stadium of up to 10 people in this pod environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're doing the pod thing in education now and so forth and so on. But anyway, he also said these are the best laid plans, but you know, they can, be changed dramatically any day, especially when it comes to state and local guidance, because, you know, they can step in and, you know, be snotty about it. But Jerry Jones is trying very hard to, you know, for his Dallas Cowboy fans to accommodate and do what they can to put make sure they play, make sure they're respectful, make sure there's people in the stands, you know, the whole thing.
Now, there's a movement afoot on the other side of the aisle in the Democratic Party to kind of keep the squad, if you will, in line. And this latest is an insult of immense proportions, and AOC hasn't really reacted that way yet. But did you hear she was given 60 seconds to speak at the Democratic Convention, period?
Yeah, I think she has reacted, but they're saying that she hasn't reacted because her reaction isn't very good. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And
that's like throwing somebody a bone. I mean, nobody, it takes you a minute to walk, a whole minute to walk out there, wave, and turn around and walk back. That takes a minute. So I don't know. Wherever, even if that happens.
Yeah.
This is going to be done virtually.
Yeah.
So
she'll be in her. Maybe she'll be in her basement.
Could be.
All right. Well, I just thought that was worth repeating because it's really hilarious that they're giving her 60 seconds to say something at the Democratic convention. Jeez. I know. By the way, imagine this: support for gun control has dropped amidst the coronavirus and the riots. Imagine that.
He, I'm just so disappointed in all. I mean, I turned over to CNN last night for what? I don't know, about 90 seconds.
You needed a laugh?
Well, they're so critical of all things, the education policy and how to reopen schools, and, you know, I mean, just on, they never, and then if you listen to Kamala, instead of Kamala,
I know,
Harris's, her speech from yesterday or last night, they're all so negative. I mean, nobody is saying, you know, President Trump is trying very hard to be able to open these schools. They've issued an 8-point item to reopen the schools, and in comparison to what other countries are doing, Japan, Sweden, whatever, they're doing the same. We're all doing the same thing, and we're working diligently. They don't say any of that.
I know, and I think you could give CNN the opportunity to say something nice about somebody, and it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen.
And it doesn't kind of matter, you know, what the topic is. Even if it has nothing to do with Trump, they're not going to say anything. They went on and on and on last night about QAnon.
Yeah.
And this congresswoman that was running for a congressional seat up in Northwest Georgia. It's all conspiracy theories, and I don't know where they get all this. Well, how much conspiracy theory did we just go through? And I'm not a Q fan, but nonetheless, how much conspiracy theory did we just go through with the Russia collusion thing?
Plenty.
Okay. Wasn't the dossier a conspiracy theory?
You bet it was.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, there's the conspiracies are okay, but others are not. It's a matter of just what people think and, you know, leave them alone.
Yeah. By the way, we'll wrap it up with this. California Governor Newsom is getting personal calls from those people around, politicians that want to replace Senator Kamala Harris when she becomes the vice president. They've already got her elected.
Is California one that if you do this, you can't go back to your seat? I don't know.
Well, you can. You can. Legal. You can, yes. She hasn't resigned. Yeah, you can go back to your seat.
I know in Hawaii you couldn't. That's why Tulsi Gabbard didn't go back.
Yeah, there have been other senators that have run for president that didn't win. One of them was John Kerry, remember?
Yeah, but he was in California.
No, he was in Massachusetts, but he went back to a seat after he lost. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if that stands for California.
Don't know. We'll find out soon enough. All right, we got to get you going. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, so have yourself a great day. All right, Janice Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, read your great articles and this, that, and the other. And I'll be right back with another military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful day in the morning right here. I hope it's nice where you're at. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As they set their sights on moving to the White House, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris appeared together for the first time as the presumptive Democratic presidential ticket. Without the crowd and fanfare that usually accompanies a big campaign moment, Joe Biden appeared for the first time with his running mate in a Wilmington, Delaware high school.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. She's ready to do this job on day one. And we're both ready to get to work rebuilding this nation and building it better.
Harris said they want to set a new direction for the country.
You don't have to accept the failed government of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll tell you about where they're at, but they're going to tell you about what it is they do and how you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, right down here where I'm at. Now, either campus you can visit by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And take a tour and see what they're all about. And I would strongly suggest that you ask to take the tour by calling them at 800-659-2080 and tell them I want to visit the campus at Concord, Massachusetts, or I want to visit the campus at Clearwater, Florida, whichever one. By the way, Bo Browning will be here an hour from now, and we will have him on the program.
And any questions that you have, and I've already got a couple for them here, but any questions you have, feel free to call in or ask us, send me the message, whatever, and we'll get it to them that way. Now, U.S. spy planes in the South China Sea are flying here, there, and everywhere. And according to the South China Morning Post, the U.S. Air Force is creating risks for passenger flights over the South China Sea with its close-in reconnaissance missions near the Chinese coast. That coming from a Chinese military source. Well, I don't think our reconnaissance aircraft are ever intentionally, for whatever reason, going to get close to any type of aircraft, passenger or otherwise, when it comes to checking out the Chinese. I find that hard to believe. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But the Chinese, you know we got enough problems with them trying to tell us anything, let alone the truth, right? Now, Japan's capital city, gripped in furnace-like heat, reported 188 new coronavirus cases, continuing a downward trend, while the U.S. military in Japan announced 3 at their bases in Okinawa, which, again, is all part of a downward trend. Now, a Guam-based B-1B Lancer bomber recently flew alongside 14 Japanese fighter jets after drilling with multiple USS Ronald Reagan Strike Group aircraft near Japan. This is something that we've been doing. Also, a Russian MiG, 3 Russian MiGs, MiG-31s, to be specific, scrambled to intercept an RQ-4B operating in neutral waters over the Chukchi Sea, part of the Arctic Ocean, bound in the east by Point Barrow in Alaska. Now, we're talking, of course, about one of our drones. They went to intercept a Global Hawk drone, and they didn't get all that close, but they made an attempt. Now, the Pentagon, of course, not to be outdone with all the different things they do, the Pentagon, a report coming out of Hawaii, in the first acknowledgement of its kind, the head of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said that military members and their families in Hawaii represent approximately 7% of the total COVID-19 cases for the state, meaning that about 204 as of Thursday's statewide count of 2,914 since the start of the outbreak, which is nothing compared to what's going on elsewhere. Nothing. By the way, the State Department's internal watchdog has found that the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, did not act improperly last year when he approved billions of dollars in arms sales to Saudi Arabia without the consent of Congress. I didn't think that was going to go anywhere anyway when the Democrats brought it up and tried to challenge, but it is what it is. Now, the Army and their MH-47 Hilo crashed, a catastrophic MH-47G Hilo crashed during a mission to drop off British special operators in Afghanistan. That happened 3 years ago. Now, we finally found out what the problem was there. It was caused by severe brownout conditions that engulfed the aircraft, which caused it to drift and ultimately strike a tree several feet before touchdown, according to an investigation where they were trying to find out what was going on. They were under fire, and they had zero visibility prior to touching down with the people that perished on board the helicopter. By the way, when developing the Army's much-vaunted new service dress uniform, officials took an unprecedented step. They assembled an all-female panel to assess the uniform's fit and feel and provide feedback so they get it right. And apparently, they got it right, because the women are saying that it's the best uniform they've had yet. So we'll see how all that plays out. Now, three soldiers who arrived at location on Saturday in Fort Hood with the impression that they were meeting underage girls to pay them for sex were instead arrested and charged in the sting, a prostitution sting, with a two-day operation that was being done by police in Killeen, Texas. So, setting up the boys there. Careful what you wish for when you're out there doing whatever you're doing. And by the way, the Navy and their One Stars, a new RAND Corporation study, offers a report card for each of the U.S. military systems to create generals and admirals that could shape the Pentagon's future approach to building joint force leaders. They're trying to come up with some sort of consolidation. And they're talking about how the One Stars, the generals, take more risk because they want to be a two-star or a three-star. Well, it's probably true to an extent. By the way, the Navy has canceled their petty officer third-class advancement exams for the second time this year to limit exposure to the coronavirus, according to Navy officials. So that's not going to happen anytime soon. And the Air Force will award Master Sergeant John Grimsey, the flight chief of the 21st Special Tactics Squadron at Pope Field, North Carolina, the Silver Star for his heroism during a 2013 battle in Afghanistan. Congratulations to the Master Sergeant. And a former Air Force officer has been sentenced to 2 years behind bars for her role in a nationwide scheme to defraud the military's health program, TRICARE, of billions of dollars. I mentioned that in the last hour, but I didn't have the amount in front of me. Now I do. Don't have the officer's name, but that's what I have so far. And the Air Force took a major step towards fielding a hypersonic weapon with the final captive carry test of the AGM-183A air-launched rapid response weapon known as the Arrow from a B-52 Stratoforce bomber over the weekend. We'll see where all that goes to. All right, I hear the music coming up. Now, what that means is the next segment you're going to hear is going to be Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, as we take a look at all the different financial doings going on around the countryside. Okay, I will talk to you soon, right after we come back from this break. And good morning to Karen. Good morning to Karen. All right, you take care, and we'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Now, if you give it an inspection today and there's a chip or a crack in it, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they will handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans, and Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required if you're here in Florida, which means from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and all other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim too. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning.
Good morning.
We had an event of immense proportions yesterday, I suppose you could say, namely Vice President, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his running mate now, the vice presidential candidate in the Democratic Party. That would be one Kamala, got to say it right, Kamala Harris. What did you think of all that?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it yesterday, how these getting their underwear in a bunch about the pronunciation of her name. I can care less at this point in time. It's Kamala, is how it goes?
Kamala.
Okay.
Not Kamala, Kamala, Kamala.
There was a professional wrestler back in the 1980s named King Kong Kamala. I think he recently died, too.
Yeah, big guy. Yep, I remember.
Something like that. But anyway. So I'm surprised, you know, the fact it hasn't gotten in the news yet that Kamala's family were slave owners in Jamaica?
No, hasn't made it yet.
Okay.
Because they're trying to pass her off as being black, and she's not black. She's Jamaican and Indian. So she's got a Southeastern Asian heritage to her, and this is part of the reason, perhaps, that she only got 5% of the support from the black community when she ran for president and bowed out before they even had the New Hampshire primary.
Yeah, they're a very wealthy family, plantation in Jamaica, and their family owned slaves. But Kamala pointed out in an interview not too long ago that their slaves were treated very well.
Well, of course, of course. Now, here's a good one for you. Kamala revealed her health care plan, which sounds exactly like Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All. And guess what? It was.
Oh, I don't know. But that's, you know, it's Medicare for All. Is that the direction?
That's it. It was Bernie Sanders' plan. Mm-hmm.
As soon as they passed Obamacare, this is what they eventually wanted to arrive at. Again, Republicans failed. They didn't come up with anything on their own. They had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they decided to let it go. So it wouldn't surprise me at all that that's the direction we end up, and that's where we end up is some sort of national health care here in the United States, because nobody's done anything really to stop them.
Well, her record, ironically, puts civil rights above religious freedom, because she's all about promoting civil rights versus anyone's freedom to practice religion the way they want.
Is this in regards to cases where religious institutions don't want to cover certain practices?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, there's recently some Supreme Court decisions that have dealt with these issues, so I don't know how much they're going to be able to do with that. You know, the whole contraception thing to me, I find is bizarre. You're talking about something that costs, a few dollars a month, and it needs to be covered by insurance. It's kind of patently absurd to me, but it gets a lot of people very, very upset.
Well, somebody somewhere yesterday in the Democratic camp, and I'm not sure who it was, but the comment was made, and it got out on Facebook very quickly. They said, well, now that we have Kamala as the vice president, when she gets elected and Joe gets elected, we can impeach the justices that Donald Trump put in place.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. Come on.
And I don't know who said it, but I saw the comment.
Yeah, come on. It's not going to happen. You're going to go ahead, you're going to try removing judges around the country. You're gonna throw the entire nation into disarray, because then it ends up becoming tit for tat back and forth when whoever else the power swings in the White House and Congress. It's just done on the reverse. So I don't understand the point behind that.
Well, the markets didn't react all that great yesterday. I don't see them taking off because they were so excited about the announcement. Did you see that?
The markets performed well yesterday, but again, we're in an area right now where there's so much money that's floating around because of all of the stimulus that's been put out there, and we have such low interest rates in traditional vehicles that it finds a home in stocks. It does. There's a lot of money out there, and without all of the stimulus, you would not see the markets where they are right now.
Did you hear about the guy in Oregon that got some of those Chinese mystery seeds and he planted them to see what was going to happen? And now the United States Department of Agriculture is getting ready to destroy whatever it is that he planted.
Well, what a dummy. I mean, somebody sends you something like that, you're not the slightest bit worried about it. I don't know. You know, you got to be careful with invasive species and whatnot when you're planting things, and either that, allowing, whether it be plants or even animals into the country. I was reading what they've killed some 8,000 pythons in the Everglades now.
Yeah.
They don't belong there. It's dangerous. It's not good for the environment. So, yeah, you got to be careful with this stuff.
Now, another question. We saw the president touting the 401k balances that increased some 14% in the last quarter, but that's an exception, a real exception to the rule here. And I don't know what else is going to happen next. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the bounce back is, you know, for the stock market, like I said, you know, great stimulus that the government has put in the overall economy, making its home there. And that's obviously, without a doubt, has helped 401k balances and pension balances. And the pensions around the country have been helped out because of the uptick in the market. But the reality is it's not going to stay unless we continue to move towards getting the economy open. And there's a lot of people that don't want that to happen. I mean, I think we're on a really good track right now as far as the country is concerned. I really do. You got to get more of these places opened up. I think certain states did a pretty darn good job of trying to preserve businesses. You can take a look at places like New York and New Jersey. I don't see how they're going to come back anytime soon. And there's not a day that doesn't go by or another restaurant that I know of is gone and gone for good. You know, places that I used to frequent, gone for good. It's not easy to replace these things. It's not easy to replace an establishment that's been there for 10, 15 years or any successful type of eatery or certain business. And again, I don't think people fully realize the damage that's been done in certain areas.
Well, finally, Nancy Pelosi has gotten real tough, and she said, okay, I'm willing to talk about the stimulus, but the coronavirus stimulus, but not less than $2.2 or $2.4 trillion is what we want. We don't care what you want, but that's what we want, and that's the bottom line. That's the end result. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I also heard that she's not interested in putting any sort of liability protection in for businesses.
And correct.
I mean, you want to really know why there's not going to be, you know, Big Ten canceled football. And they canceled football because they feel like if something goes wrong, they're going to get sued.
That's right.
That's why these things are being canceled. They don't have any protection if something bad happens.
Yep.
And that's why you're seeing so many things, the way things are being done and why people are overly careful right now is because of the fact that they're going to get sued. If somebody happens to get sick, oh, you know what? I'm in an unsafe environment. You should have known better. I'm going to call my tort attorney and sue you. That's why. That's the reason. That's it. And they don't want to put that in.
Yep. And by the way, good morning to George. Good morning to George, the godfather. And he just said that it was her grandmother, Kamala's grandmother, that owned the slaves in Jamaica that had thousands of acres of land.
Yep. Family with slaves. I'm surprised nobody's going to bring that one up.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right,
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out the website. Kathy, take us to break. Coming back with Ron Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.